It's now time to begin to fill in the blank training framework. First, we need to identify specific leaders. Second, we need to affirm the unique gifts and abilities of the and like the admirable level of commitment we have observed in their lives. Third, we must provide a compelling vision and like a clear path road for them to join us on this road ahead. Personally, share with the faithful few what sets them apart. Boldly invite them to join you on a leadership adventure. Say to them, you are clearly qualified, highly committed, and able to do great things in the kingdom of God. My job as a pastor is to equip you for works of service. I envision you as a key decision maker and an empowered leader who oversees a major portion of this ministry. You have been faithful in little. The scriptures inform me that you will be faithful in much. You will not do this alone. We will do this together. Will you join me? It's time to identify and invite specific people to join you in a deeper way. Just as Jesus had the 12 disciples, you too can have a set of people unto whom you're pouring more energy. Look around and find those faithful few serving among you. Amid the core team of volunteers in your area, pray and seek to discover 10 to 12 individuals, leaders. These are the people that you're gonna pour even more of your life and time. Be on the lookout for those who show up a little early, stay a little late, and are simply willing to help. You need to find that group of 10 to 12 people that will get special entrance and additional training. Ultimately, you'll be conducting quarterly gatherings with your group of 10 to 12 people. Now, on the blank training framework, I want you to write in and fill in those names, address, phone numbers of these 10 to 12 people that you have identified. Now here's a hint, just a quick hint of what's to come. We want you to have the phone numbers and the addresses because we will be engaging with these individuals at a higher level, and we will be engaging with them in far more personal ways than we will with the masses or even with the core. We'll talk about this later. Certainly Jesus had 12 disciples. However, as we discussed a bit ago, he had that group of disciples who he was more intimately involved. Jesus seemed to include Peter, James, and John in ways that were unique and special. Peter, James, and John were on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. Those three were present when Jesus did like certain astounding miracles. Beyond that, these were the three men that Jesus asked to stay up all night with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, Jesus poured more into these than he did others. Now be on the lookout for those among the 10 or 12 who just seem to stand out and like they're like set apart from the rest. Of the 12 that you have chosen, seek to discern which three not only show a deeper willingness, but also have like this special acumen for ministry. Ultimately, you will be conducting these monthly intensives with this more intimate insider group. Now on the blank training framework, I want you to fill in the names of three individuals among those 12 you've already identified. Now for clarification, you will actually be recording these people's names twice on this same sheet. You're going to record them once with the 12 category, and you're going to record them again with the three category. In other words, this group of three will be included in the two levels of training, quarterly meetings and monthly intensives. Now, among the group of three that you will have already identified, find one who would be willing and worthy of pouring an entire year of your life. Once again, you will be carving out special and unique time with this one person. You will be like a special mentor and a special like insider with them. Now, on the blank training framework, I want you to fill in the name, the address, and the phone number of that one individual among the 12 that you see yourself pouring really your whole life. Now please note again, this person's name will appear on the sheet three times, once in the 12, once in the three, and they'll be listed as your one. Now remember that special verse in 1 Thessalonians 2. We were pleased not only to give you the gospel of God, but our very lives as well. we should do the same. We should ask the Lord of the harvest to raise up workers and open our eyes to those who will be faithful, super faithful actually. Have God show us who those people are.